Vascular tissue within a plant acts as a circulatory system. So it acts as the sort of transportation network of a plant that allows the movement of water and nutrients throughout the plant. So one way you can think of the vascular tissue of a plant is as a highway. So it's the road that that plants use to allow the movement of water, nutrients, and other minerals. Within a plant, there's two types of vascular tissue cells known as xylem and phloem. Xylem are responsible for the transport of water and minerals, whereas phloem are responsible for the transport of food in the form of glucose between the leaves and the roots of a plant. So the transport of some of this food goes from the leaves to the roots and also goes in the opposite direction from the roots back up to the leaves. And if you've actually ever looked at a piece of celery that's been cut, those long stringy pieces that sometimes get stuck in your teeth, those are actually the vascular tissue of the celery plant. So they're in little bundles, and those little tubes or strings are actually the bundles where the transport of water and minerals happens within a celery stalk.